Well, I think, you know, kind of the same way we talked about in the past, that you just have to break one or two. I think we had 26 carries or something like that for 64 yards or somewhere in that range. I think 72 net, you know, after a couple plays here or there. But, you know, we had 11-yard run, 10-yard run, 2 9-yard runs, a couple 8-yard runs, and, you know, then a few 6-5-4. And then I think we had 3 negative runs in the game, maybe 4. So 3 of them came on mental errors. So we just have to, you know, find one. We had a 3rd and 1 where we probably could have taken the edge on one and probably could have gone for 20, and then all of a sudden it's a 100-yard game, you know. So we're just going to keep pounding it, and 26 carries was a good number for us, you know, especially on that game. I thought that was probably about right, 26 to 30, you know, depending on what's going on at the end of the game. And Toby had, what, 17, something like that, you know, like to get him probably maybe 20. And obviously the end of the half we just ran those 3 plays because we had, you know, they had all 3 timeouts and we were backed up on the 9.
From the guy that you knew at Miami, the guy that had the season he did last year and has had here in Canton?
Yeah, well, I think constant improvement. You know, when I first got there in 2011, you know, he was a sophomore, I believe, so kind of just getting started, coming off of an injury, I believe, and really was maybe like 5th or 6th on the depth chart when we first got there, and kind of worked his way based on his work ethic. Kept giving him opportunities because he was working so hard and studied so hard and was so prepared, and then started making plays. And then 2012 had a good year and made a bunch of plays for us, a bunch of big-time catches and some big-time games. And then I don't really remember, you know, I heard last year, I think he had like 60 catches. He had a big year. And we were excited about him during the draft process. And now he's just continuing to improve and really hasn't disappointed us at all. They had a good first outing with a lot of room for growth. I think that, you know, they'd all point to certain plays that they could tell you that they would probably prefer to execute it differently. You know, we had a 3rd and 4 up 17-0 down on going in, you know, on the 18-yard line, and had a little bit of a, you know, miscommunication on a route and wind up overthrowing the ball and getting a field goal blocked, you know, and Marquise is kind of standing there on the sideline uncovered. So, you know, have a chance to go in there 24-0. We have a chance 2 plays before that with Allen Robinson on the screen and had a chance to come back to the ball and go right up to numbers and kind of stood still and got tackled for nothing. And he would have probably liked that touchdown if that presented itself. Or, you know, I think Hearnsey probably on that 3rd down, 17 all with 7 minutes left. And, you know, Chad throws a beautiful ball right to him, and unfortunately we can't hold on to it. So I'm sure all the young guys would probably point to something that they'd like to take back. But, you know, truthfully, we all would do that, coaches and players alike.
Is 3-4 different from Philly?
well, I think it's pretty similar in some ways. Their coverage schemes are different than Philly. But it is nice to be able to, for the 2nd week in a row, to go against a 3-4 defense when we haven't gone against a 3-4 defense at all in camp. So that's nice to be able to just deal with what guards uncovered, and how do you adjust your protections in your running game to a 3-4. They're really good. They're really aggressive. They're fast. Their linebacker's really good. Their pass rushers are excellent. And they have crafty veteran DBs that understand, you know, quarterbacks' eyes and understand how to, you know, play certain plays. You know, they have great recognition, so it'll be quite a challenge. But it is at least the 2nd week in a row that we can go against the structure of a 3-4.